If each episode of a podcast is an organ, an essential piece of a larger body, then this is an appendix to that body, a non-essential but still uniquely formed bonus episode. So from KCRW and McSweeney's, this is an appendix to The Organist. It's a hypnotic induction, as performed and scored by the hypnotherapist Daniel Ryan. Ryan was featured on The Organist last week in our episode about the relationship between our bodies, our minds, and sound. We'll be back with a new episode next week. In the meantime, here's Daniel Ryan. And one last note, it's probably best if you stop operating heavy machinery while you're listening to this podcast.
So what I'll offer is a progressive relaxation that might occur during a guided meditation or a hypnotic induction, but you absolutely could do this at home, sitting comfortably in a chair, standing up, lying down, whatever is most comfortable for you. The comfort is the most important piece. Before you get into the specifics of the posture, many meditation practices talk about a straight back, a straight spine, the chin slightly elevated, things like this. Certainly in an ideal world, we may all be sitting in the lotus position in that way, but you know, really whatever's comfortable for you. And then just allowing a deep breath to effortlessly rise in the body. And taking another. And taking one more, and this time exhaling twice as long, letting all the air out of the lungs. And just allowing the breath to continue easily and naturally. The length of that last exhalation activates the diaphragm, changing our state just a little bit, right in that instant. And now allowing yourself to just listen to the quality of the voice, not worrying about the words themselves. Notice that your subconscious mind can understand the words just by hearing the sound and tone of my voice. Notice what it's like to just experience the voice without making any effort to grasp, to get anything. And just notice the body, how it feels now. Becoming aware of any thoughts in mind. Noticing as if for the first time that we can observe these thoughts. Watching them as if we were watching cars passing on the highway or clouds drifting in the sky. Getting further and further and further away. Gently returning to the sense of the surface beneath you, whatever that might be, the clothing on the skin, the sound and tone of my voice, and all the sounds around you. Another deep breath effortlessly rising in the body. Using your imagination now, I'd like you to just imagine what it might feel like if a wave of relaxation were to cascade down from the crown of your head, moving like water through the body, relaxing the brow, the muscles around the eyes, the cheeks, the jaw, the mouth, the nose, around the ears, moving down the neck. Expanding across the collarbone and the shoulders, moving through the muscles, the tissue, the sinew, and the bones. through the chest. Another deep breath, effortlessly rising, filling the lungs and exhaling. This relaxation moving down the arms, the solar plexus and stomach, the spine and the back. Moving to the hands, the hips, and down both legs, all the way down to the bottoms of the feet. Just noticing how relaxed the tip of the big toe on your right foot is now. And just how relaxed the pinky finger on your left hand is now. And sensing the entire body connected from the crown of the head to the tips of the toes. Just noticing how it feels now. Perhaps you can sense this relaxation delivered to every part of you by the bloodstream itself, distributed throughout the body. Perhaps you can imagine what it will be like if you were to carry this feeling with you for the rest of your day. Tonight, allowing this relaxation to be the force that gives you a wonderful night's rest, being replenished and refreshed for the next day. And just noticing now wherever the most relaxed part of the body is. And letting that feeling anchor itself there. Let's bring it with us. In a moment, I'll count up from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, if your eyes are closed, you can open them. If they're open, you can just conclude this experience. It's interesting that counting up or down during these exercises does have certain effects in the body. Just noticing, starting with 1, another deep breath effortlessly rising, 2, 3, beginning to wiggle fingers and toes, 4, and 5, bringing this exercise to a close.